Open My Eyes That I May See. Words by Clara Scott. Music by Clara Scott. The author of this favorite hymn was a Midwesterner, having been born in Elk Grove, Illinois, in 1841. Clara loved music and soon became part of the singing school movement, which had so much to do with the early development of America. It was in 1856 that she first met Mr. C.M. Keady. It was in that year that Mr. Keady held his first musical institute in Chicago. His work began to grow, and in the 1860s, he joined forces with a Mr. George Root of Civil War song fame. He wrote such songs as Tramp, 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 The Boys Are Marching, The Vacant Chair, and many others. They formed the company called Root and Keady. It was to this firm that a young and dedicated composer from Rome, Pennsylvania, submitted a song for publication. It was accepted, and his payment was one flute. His name was P.P. Bliss. In the 1860s, Mr. Bliss moved to Chicago and joined the firm of Root and Keady, first as a stock boy, but eventually his talents came to the fore, and he became an outstanding soloist and instructor in the Musical Institute. It was at this time that Mrs. Scott met P.P. Bliss and his wife Lucy. They became fast friends. It is said that it was Mr. Bliss who encouraged Clara Scott to begin writing hymns. Open My Eyes That I May See was first published in the songbook entitled Best Hymns No. 2, and it came out in the year 1895. As I told you before, Mrs. Scott was both the author and composer of this much-used song. It is really a prayer, for she says, Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. A wonderful hymn from the heart and from the pen of Clara Scott.